Let's say they're carrying it out on staff, on sticks. In other words, in a case where they're burning the poor manasrofen, kimitzvasan, when everything is done, the kashrus, the din is you have to carry the meat outside Gimel Machmes, outside Yushlayim. So the kahanim that are carrying the meat, or you say the nice on the muta, they're carrying it on staff, so it depends. Yotzer or Rishonim, let's say you have two in front and two in back. So the first two went out, Yotzer, Rishonim, Chutz L'Chayim, Masazoro, when they went outside the Beis HaMikdash, they become Tamei. But the Achreinim Lo Yotzu, let's say the ones in the back did not go out yet. Taloch Riz or Rishonim, Mitanah Megodim. The first ones, as soon as they go outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's called the being Oisik in the Purim and the Slothim, that they become Tamei and the Begodim are Tamei. The Mudashin is from Sukkim in the Gemara. The Achreinim, but the ones in the back, the Kanim in the back, that they did not leave yet the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Mitanah Megodim, Hachi Yetzu. They did not become Tamei until they leave the Beis HaMikdash. What's going to be Yotzu Elu V'Yelu? Let's say both pairs, the two Kanim in the front and the two Kanim in the back, both leave the Beis HaMikdash. Both of them become Tamei, both of them, that's called the Isaac and the Purim HaNisrofin, that they become Tamei, and the Begodim on them also become Tamei. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, Eilu v'Eilu Eina Metamin, Begodim, no, both of them do not become Tamei with the Begodim, Ache Yitza Tzor Beruban, until the fire catches a hold of most of the meat. As if Shimon holds what's called Isaac in burning the Purim HaNisrofin, only Vishash who actually burned the Basa, but just carrying the Basa outside the Beis HaMikdash to its place, that's not Metamiyu. You only become Tamei at Sheyitzat or Brubon when the fire catches a hold of most of the meat. Nitach HaBasa, let's say the Basa was burnt up completely. The Malachi came like charcoals already. Then Eina first Matam of the Godim, whoever's Isaac after that is still working by burning even more than that, he's not Matama. That's not called Isaac the Sreifa. So here's the question of Shimon. Isaac the Sreifa means from the time most of the meat caught on fire until it's burned completely. But once it's burned completely in the Hanami, then it's not Matam of the Godim, it's not called even Isaac in the Purim and the Prophet. Now the Gemara says, my Bira, what does the Mishnah mean to say when the Purim HaNisrofen became possible that you burn it in the Bira? What does the Bira mean? So Amar Rabba Bar Bachon Amar Rabbi Yechanon, Mokim Yesh Bar Habayis, there's a place on the Har Habayis itself. Ubira Shmo, that's its name is Bira. And that's where he used to burn the Psulim of the Purim HaNisrofen. Rash Lakish Amar Lakish says though, that Kol HaBayis Kulu Kore Bira, no, the whole Beis HaMikdash was called Bira. Not that there's one special place on the Har HaBayis, but the whole Beis HaMikdash was called the Bira. Shneim the Prophet says in the Novi, in the Yomim, HaBira Asher Achinoisi, Shemashma Bira goes on the Beis HaMikdash. Now Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Shloisha Beis HaDishonim Hoy Hein. We know there are three different places where you burn. That's called three Beis HaDishonim Hein. All right, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side. Yes, that's right. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Baravua, that Shloisha Beis HaDishonim Hein. So there are three places where you used to burn the Kaddishim. So he says like this, where are these three? That the Beis HaDishon Godol Hoya B'Yazara. There's one big fireplace in the Azor itself, Shesham Sofim Sule Kodesh Kedoshim. That's what used to burn from the korban of a Kodesh Kedoshim, an Eilu Achatis. An Oshem, if the Bosa became possible, the Emurim became possible, used to burn it there. And who are then the Emurei Kodeshim Kalim? That the Emurim of a Kodeshim Kalim that became possible, also used to burn it in this Beis HaDishon. That was a big Beis HaDishon in the Azor itself. Now, O Purim HaNisrofen, O Nisirim HaNisrofen, by these two special Chatei Sapanim, Shira Ben Psul, Kredim Zrika, let's say the Bosa has a Psul on it before the Zrika Saddam. So, all these things were burnt
in the Beis Hadash and in the Yazor itself. And the last one here was, again, this poem on itself in the Sofen, Shira ben Tzul Kodim Zrika means before you made the Zrika. So it's not Huto that they take the Bosel outside the Yazor. Therefore, if it became possible before the Zrika, so it didn't have to burn it inside the Yazor. Now, Ubeis Hadash and Acha, there was a second burning place, Hoya Bahar Abayis, outside the Beis Hamikdash, on the Arabayis itself, Shesham Zir, Shalfim Por Manas Rofim, or Sir Manas Rofim, Shira Ben Tzul, Achaz Rika. So in the case where you had this Chatas Apnim, but they made his Rika first, so it was ready Hutra to take the Bosa outside the Beis Hamikdash. And then it still happened to them, so therefore we do not burn it inside the Beis Hamikdash, but rather we burn it right outside on the Harabayis. Now, Ukum Itzvashon, in the case where nothing went wrong with the Poem HaNesrofim, but the Dinya Gimetas Rika Fadam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim inside the Pinin, and then you have to take the meat outside and burn it outside, then here the Nitzvah Chutz L'Sholosh Machlis, that like I before, the Kohanim have to carry it out on sticks outside Yushalayim, outside Gimel Machlis. Now, Tony maybe learned Shloisha Beis HaDeshanim Hein. He learned like this, that there are three places where they burned kachin outside the Mizbeach, it means. One was Beis HaDesh and Godel Hoya Bazara. And there was one big fireplace in the Azara itself. Shesham, what did they burn over there? That Sarfim Sule Kutche Kadoshim, if the Bosa happened, or still happened to a Kutche Kadoshim, or else the Emuri Kutchem Kalim, or still happened to Kutchem Kalim, the Emurim of it, or else the Forum HaNesrofim, the Sirim HaNesrofim, Shira Ben Tzul, Dain Kurdin Zriko, Dain Liyach Zriko. That's what he argues on Rosh Lakish. He holds on his Forum HaNesrofim to become possible, even though the Tzul took place after Zriko, even though it was ready Hutra to take the Bosra outside, still the Mokum will reburn the Tzul the Forum HaNesrofim is so since it became possible, is inside the Azara. That's where we burn it. Now, he holds Ubeis HaDesh and Achav Hoya, Harabayis. He also agrees there was a second one outside the Beis Hamikdash on the Harabayis. Shesham Sofim, Por Manasofim, or Sir Manasofim, Shira Ben Tzul, Vitsiyosim. That is, after they took the Por Manasofim, they took the Bosa outside the Beis Hamikdash. Then, if it still happened, Tzedek Nami will burn it there on the Harabayis. Okay, Mitzvotan. But when no still happened to the Purim HaNesrofim, and you're burning it the way you're supposed to, can it smell them? So you also agree then, Chutz L'Sholosh Machlis. Then the place we have to burn it is outside Gimel Machlis. Now, boy, you read Yumi, with a question like this. Lino, Ma'o Shetoyo, the Purim HaNesrofim, or Sir HaNesrofim. Now these Chatez Apnim, the dinners you have to make the Zrika Saddam, and then the Bosa, there's no Achilo, but you burn it where? Outside. The question is, if you left the Bosa overnight, you did not burn it, is there a psul or not that you should not take it outside the Gimel Machlis? Is there a psul lino, as if to say not to burn it, Shemitz Vosan? That's the Shiloh. So what's the Shiloh? Mi Yalina, do I say? Ki Mahani lino, when is there a psul lino, if you leave it overnight, the Bosa? Only a meat, to Varachila, that you'll not eat it. In other words, either a korban oila, which means the emurim shaboy, that is an achila under mizbeach. Achila means lav davka achilas adam, even an achilas mizbeach. Then, if you did not put it up before the end of the night, as like a psul meisa linam, you did not burn it on the mizbeach. Avol hani, but these poem on the srofim, to lav the achila minu, anyway they're not put on the mizbeach, but you have to burn it outside, loy. Maybe nothing stopped its mitzvah, even though they left it overnight, still you take it out, chutz migimel machlis, still the mitzvah to burn it. I do malaysia, maybe no, there's no difference. The maizah is a psul lino now, so we did not take it out to burn it outside. That was a miyum yishayla. Amar Rava, Rava said, Honil, for this question, he boiled a la abaya. Abaya also had the same yishayla. Well, peshtun alay miho, he was pressured from this case. So we had before, the Shovim, Shemechisha, the Achilles Parm Ubisrefoson, Shleyosa Klum. If let's say in a poem on a Srofim, if you mechanse Bishan Shita, if you plant Tidit or burn it, Chutzlas Manoi, the wrong time, there's no psul tickle on it. So why not? My love isn't the Svara that need the Machshava Le Poslo, since there's no psul of Machshava by the poem on a Srofim. If you think Bishan Shita to make the Haktara, Chutzlas Manoi, so who, why not? Because Lina Nami Le Poslo. But the pshat is even if you take a leave over the meat over the night till the next day, also there's no psalina. So here you have a riot by the poem on the shofim, there's no psalina leaving over the meat. Tomorrow says maybe no. The duma maybe I'll tell you, machshavu de lo posla true, there's no psal machshavu by the poem on the shofim. It does not make tigle. Avo, but maybe, lina posla, it could be that there is a psalina. If Lamaisi you leave the vessel overnight, it could be now the Bina Mitzvah to burn his Kimmich vessel. So now we have no Pshitas, Toshma coming here. It also says that Torah Manus Rafin, the Gemara Mila, that says Torah Manus Rafin, Osir Manus Rafin, Noelum Behem, Nishok Tishu. That is a Nishma Mila, as soon as you Makdish them and have a Kedusha Sagus on it, and if you have Anof on it, you're over Nishma Mila. Nishchatu wants to make a shkita on his poem on a shofim. Hochtzerul lifts up a tfuyen. Now it becomes hechshir the boso. There is a fast up a tfuyen of a tfuyen if he touches it. Over the chusik yipurim, uvelina will have no psalm against the chusik yipurim, and so have a psalina also. You see, it says there's a psalina here by the poem on a shofim. So my love doesn't mean to say lina's boso. If you leave the boso overnight, there's a psalm. Says Lai, Linat Imurim. It means if you leave over the Imurim, you do not burn the Imurim, that's what has a psalina. But maybe not on the Basa. In other words, by the poem on Esrofim, the parts of the Imurim that's burnt on the Mizbeach, that for sure has a psalina. Our Shiloh is the Basa of it. The meat that is supposed to burn outside, is there a psalina on that also? Then we have no proof. So it could be a Salinas Imurim. The verse says no. So Midik Tani Seifer says a synthesis in the Seifer of the end that Kulam Meilam Behen the Beis Hadeshen by all of them there'll be an Issa Midik over here Acheyutach HaBoso until the Boso is burnt up completely. Now Midik Seifer Boso since the Seifer this Midik is talking about the Boso that it says there has an Issa Midik on it up until the Boso is burnt completely. So Kulam Reishanami Boso. Now when the Rashi says it's a psalina, it's also talking about the Boso. So Mashmur on the Boso, the poem on the Srofim, there is a psalina. Tomorrow says no, need either, what does one have to do with the other? It could be Sefer Boso, and maybe the Sefer of this is talking about the Boso of the poem on the Srofim. And that's when the Mila goes off after it's burned completely. But the Rashi that says it's a psalina, maybe it's only by the Imurim, only by the Imurim that's burnt on the Mizbeach. That sheet has a psalina. The kids, you have no proof. Tashma coming here. The Tony Levy lays it on like this. Shira ben psul b'tiyosim. That if the psul happened when it went out, that the lady we had before learned that the third Beis Hadeshen was, that the Beis Hadeshen outside the Azara was for the Perman Asrofim, but the psul happened b'tiyosim. The question is, what does it mean to say? He says, Hira ben sur b'yitziyosim. So my love doesn't mean to say, lina. So when you took the meat outside, meaning it was left overnight, there's a psalina. Tomorrow says, lay psal tumma. It could be there's a psal that the meat became tumma, but also psal yitziyah. The time you took it out, before you were supposed to, you took it out before Zricha. The Enochanami just leaving it overnight, could be there's no psalina by the boss of the poor man of Rafim. The kid took the shal that we don't have an answer. Bring your blood. Blood is a shot like this. Yitziyah, Marisha Tov, the poem on the Sofim, Osirim on the Sofim. What's going to be is there a Psu Yitziyah? Let's say it took the Boser out before the Zrika. Is there a Psu Yitziyah here or not? Mike Liboni, what's your Shiloh? Om Rabbi Yimei Barabba. Alibu the Mandi Yomar, Adayin Le'igiyah Zman Alotzeis. According to Mandi Yomar, it says, since it didn't before Zrika, it did not come the time yet to take the Boso outside the Azara. Mi Amrina, do I say?
Tanya Mili Bosa Yain Tzayfa Lotzayim. Where is the absolute Yaitzei only on regular Kachim that it doesn't have to go out Yain Tzayfa Lotzayim? Then if you take it out, there's a psu yaitzei. Same true, the dain tzeifa lot is chayva. There's no chayva that you have to take it outside. Aval hani vadis paramanus rofim, the tzeifa lot is chayva. There's a mitzvah, there's a chayv. To take it outside the gimelbach, nice and burn it over there. So maybe there's some way, there's a spur that should not be a psu yaitzei. Or do we maybe know? Hachinami, lo higi is man a lotzei. Since we're talking about now, went out before the zrika, not the time yet to take it out, so maybe still there would be a psul yaitzei. That's the shayla. So what's the tashma coming here? The Tanya Levi again, Levi said, "Shira by psul yitzei," that these poor men of Shrosim, you have to burn it outside the Yazorom, if the psul happened when it went out. So my life isn't the case talking about psul yitzei, that you took the basar out before Zrika, and there's a psul yitzei to see if it is possible just yitzei alone, even though at the end later there'll be a mitzvah to take it out. Tomorrow says, look, it's not the case here. I tell you, psul tumma, or else psul lina. It could be either the basa became tamay with the psul tamay, or else there is a psul lina, quanta mashita, quanta ta before, that there be a psul lina, that poor man is often. But again, you have no raya that there's a psul yitiyah. Now, boy, your blessed is a shah like this. Poor man is often, the seer man is often. Shayotu rubai demiyat. Let's say, Rove of the Boso went outside the Azara, but what happened was the Niyatazer, meaning part of the right outside is a hand, but only half, a quarter of the hand is outside. Only a Niyat, a small amount of the hand is outside. The rest of the hand is inside. So Mao Wasalacha, Hach Niyuta, this little part of the hand that's outside, Hach Niyuta Diyazer, Bosa Rubish Adinalei, so we say the part of the hand goes after the whole of the hand, the rug of the hand, and therefore since the majority of the hand did not go out, Vole Nafkalei did not go out, so maybe there'll be no Psul Yaitzei. I do maybe know, Bosa Ruba did Haimash Adinan, we send the Bosa rug of the animal, since rug of the animal is outside, even though it's only with a Miyat of one Abram, that Miyat of the Abram of Ado goes after the robe of the animal that's outside. Someone says, yes, that's the Svara. Shita, it's simple, to lay Shavkin and Ruba de Behema. We do not leave over, we do not, like, leave alone the fact that robe of the animal is outside, and rather, if you've seen the Basa Ruba, they varim, and go after the majority of this Ezer. No, even though it's only a meat of the Ezer, but since robe of the whole Behema is outside, that's enough to make it full Yaitzei. Ella, where's my Shiloh? Sheyotza Chetziyav Beroy Vezer. Let's say half of the animal is outside. Only half of the animal. Now, part of that half is Roiz, is the majority of the hand. So now, what's Halacha? Haim Meyutu Diyezer, this small part of the hand that's still left inside,